Blog Talk Radio.
The greatest waste of time is to be busy doing the wrong thing. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Stay with us. Our roots began in Africa, where we enjoyed self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. Peace, family. Welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Dare to Win is the place where we have sobering conversation about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us and once again put us on the path to making history. We at Us Lifting Us have developed an exact methodology on how to build this machinery and pass it forward to our children and future generations. To join the conversation, please call 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you're on your computer, go to www.usliftingus.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, click on the Dare to Win button, then click on Listen Live. My name is Sister Q, and joining me for this evening's discussion is Brother Thurman, who, like me, is an Ulu member. Peace, Brother Thurman. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm good. I'm so always doing much better and getting good heart medicine when I'm in the company of good sisters like you and others that's on the call and brothers.
Thank you for that compliment. And it's good to have you here. Brother Thurman, tell us what inspired tonight's topic. The greatest waste of time is to be busy doing the wrong thing.
The topic was inspired by the complete message. The topic is just the beginning of the message. But it was a message that Baba Hakima, you know, who is an elder, one of the elder founders of Ulu, repeated it a few years ago, and I made sure I captured it. And And it could be because it's extremely serious, because it's just one of the messages that we have to be mindful of, that a huge number of our people are on the wrong side of the message. Instead of they are wasting time busy doing the wrong thing, and which it would include not even putting any focus on liberation. And there's a huge number of our people that never mention that word liberation or the word freedom, because it's not on their radar. They got other things on their mind, and so so I just never let go of that thought. And as I continue to gain greater clarity on what it means and how we must righteously respond to the message. And as I said, the topic was the top line of the message, and the rest of it says, in the context of African liberation, if our will, activity, and resources are not directed at building and maintaining systems and institutions that seek to position us as sovereign, then by default, we serve another and not ourselves. This would surely be a tragic waste of time and other resources. And that's the entire message. And it's vital. We should have messages like that on our bulletin board that we go back and refer to. And as Les Brown, the motivator, say, a lot of things, you need to listen to it or read it 40 times because you will gain something else that you didn't tune into the first time.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I think that is very important statement that Baba Hakima made, because most of us don't even think in terms of that our liberation, as you say, requires our participation. We think that we can do what we want and ask somebody else to give us free and we'll be, you know, able to do what we want to do. But it's a full-time job. Even if once you know, you got to get it. And once you get it, you got to maintain it. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. And as I had said, that the message just does not go away. And another thing that, and I mentioned as I gained greater clarity, another major problem that people have is that because of the whole way that our people have been duped in all subject areas and in more areas than we could name off, our ability to use our third eye has been short-circuited, and the third eye, the mind's eye, the all-seeing eye, is closed or it's not functioning properly for various reasons, including the pollution in the environment, including from a malnourished diet and because of the way we think and living uncalm and all of those things. But when we reopen our mind, we begin to get greater clarity, and we see so much in a message such as what Baba Hakima came out with, and he's just another example of those that bring the deep thought. And if it was not for folks like him expressing these deep thoughts, more of us would be confused.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we get a little bit at a time. Like we would say, slow but sure, our eyes are waking up. Things are going on that are forcing us actually to wake up.
And so in the discussing this, the greatest waste of time and busy doing the wrong thing, there's just thousands, as far as I'm concerned, of things that we are busy doing because we've been socialized, duped, bamboozled, all of those things. And we have to go and visit each one of them and take a good look. Is this a waste of time, or is this in our greatest good? So the ancient Africans used a term called the greatest good. Uh-huh. But there's so many things that our people would have been programmed to think as normal, and it's just absolutely outrageous. And we could just list on and on and on things. I could, one that I see on, I've been watching it for some years now, is the subject of dogs. And the European concept of interacting with dogs is they sleep in the bed with them underneath the covers, and they lick and kiss them in spite of knowing that dogs lick themselves and other dogs. And it's creating, that is doing the wrong thing when it comes to African people, because around in Africa, there is agitation going on amongst African people all over the planet, because you got the ones that's got a sane view of interacting with animals, and then the others that have a foul, very toxic view, and that is the European view, which is about kissing and licking dogs, which is not just foul, but it's extremely unhealthy because of the subject that a lot of people are not aware of, are parasites. And so animals, dogs included, pass on parasites. And there are a lot of physical ills throughout the body that people are having that's the result of having parasites that came in through various activities, touching things and whatever, but also interacting with animals, such as kissing them and having them in your bed, and but it's a serious issue. But that's busy doing the wrong thing, because you've been socialized to think that now, because so many of them have a dog, all of us got to get a dog. Whereas the relationship that Africans used to have with a dog was totally different, and they definitely used them for security, for watching, for lions and things like that. A whole different thing versus this lust, if you want to call it, of having a dog in the bed underneath the covers and licking you. And so that's that. And so another one of the issues that's gets in the way of that positions us to be wasting time when we don't have clarity is distractions, and dogs is just one of them. And so a major reason why we are not successful is because if we start on something that is taking us down the path to success, there's every day, there's dozens of things that will distract you. Your phone will ring, your email, or whatever, but it's a distraction. And it can make you be focused on doing your exercise that you need. And then the distraction comes, and the next thing you know, you didn't do your exercise or drink your water. But it's because of distractions. And so artificial intelligence is distraction, because artificial this technology has distracted people so much that they love it. They think it's, oh, that's just great. And so today or yesterday, I saw a robot, a big, big robot, that was building a house with cinder blocks, blocks like cinder blocks. And the robot built the entire house by itself in two days. So that's people that would look at it that have a confused way of looking at things, and they don't realize what is a great waste of time and doing the wrong thing. Is a robot is a way of eliminating people. And that's what artificial intelligence is about, eliminating people. And, of course, we would be one of the first ones that would be eliminated in terms of jobs. But in the as it advances, it's going to be about eliminating not just jobs, but eliminating people. And also in the process of all of this technology that requires all of these different pieces and plastics and toxins, it's going to be eliminating the planet, eliminating the bees and things that make the ecosystem work. And so all of this is, but people are duped about that, and they're distracted, and they think it's a good thing, but it is not. And so, as I said, distractions is a major reason we have not succeeded.
Right. And Brother Thurman, we have someone on the line. So let me take this question or comment.
Yes.
Good evening, caller with the last 4-digit 6098. Please state your name, where you're calling from, ask your question or make your comment. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Sister Nanana. How are you all?
We're doing good.
Good.
How are you, Sister Nanana?
All right. I'm doing well, thank you, doing well. And thank you for the opportunity to add a comment to the discussion this evening. What I recall, Brother Thurman, initially you mentioned that we oftentimes talk about freedom and liberation, but perhaps are not moving in that direction or doing things that we need to do in order to achieve that. And I would just like to share my perspective around that, is that some of that lack of action may be due to not really understanding what freedom is or what liberation is. Therefore, we do get caught up in doing the wrong things or sometimes not doing anything at all. I think that for many of us, we don't have a clear understanding that freedom is not free, that it's not going to be given to us, that it's something that we are going to have to literally take in order to achieve. And that the freedom or the liberation that we are working towards is going to be evident when we achieve full ability to not only take care of our needs that we have, but to identify ourselves as being the only ones who are solely responsible for taking care of our basic needs for food, clothing, shelter, health care, education of our children. Those are just a few things that come to mind for me. So as we're looking to move towards doing the right things, I judge that we want to do things that are focused on positioning us so that we are fully accountable and responsible and fully able to meet all of our basic needs. And I think that I know that ULU is providing a model and an engine, a structure for us to use going forward that will position us in such a way that we will have not only the economic power and strength to do that, but the rebuilding of the family and the community that's going to enable us to do that. So I don't want to be too long-winded, but I just wanted to share that what was coming up for me in response to the subject this evening. I think sometimes we're not doing the right thing because we don't really understand what it is that we need to do, and we don't really understand that freedom and liberation involve stepping up and taking on that total responsibility and accountability, whatever that looks like in any particular allowing me to make that comment, and I'd be very interested in any response that you and Sister Q have to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Nanana.
Thank you, Sister.
Personally, I think Sister Nanana is absolutely correct in her assessment of the situation. I think that in many instances, we do not have a clear definition of terms. And so we are sometimes, my definition of a term could be different from yours. So we're both working, but I'm working toward my definition and you're working toward your definition. Del Jones once doing a presentation and he asked people what does liberation look like to them. And to some people, liberation meant a good job at IBM. To someone else, it meant something else. But so if you're all talking about we want liberation, to some people, it's a good job at IBM. It's the opportunity to buy a $100,000 car, a Tesla, or something like that. Or like the lady from Black Lives Matter, liberation meant being able to buy $1 million house among white people. So I think clarification of terms is important.
I agree with that. I agree. And I love what Sister Nanana brought forth because it brought so many thoughts that it fits right in with what she said. And I have a 94-year-old mother that been telling me for years that so many things that we would say and what Nanana talked about, the people are not responding when they don't know. They haven't been exposed. And that's why the work that Nanana is talking about and we are talking about that we must do is about exposing people. And Baba Hakima's message, the total message, it was about exposing our mind to how we would look at things if we realize that the greatest waste of time is busy doing the wrong thing. And I would just add, and I see another caller, but I would add that Dr. Amos Wilson, which is something that's in the direction of Sister Whitman, Sister Nana was talking about, said that many of the problems we suffer today are because we do not see ourselves as a nation. And why does a black man say freedom is doing what I want to do? Why is it that everything he wants to do enriches the European? And then he says, only when you look at yourself as a nation can you change things. And those are the words of Brother Ancestor Professor Amos Wilson.
Okay. I'm going to take this next call. Peace. Caller with the last four digits, 3176. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and make your comment or ask your question. Thank you.
Greetings, Sister Q and Brother Thurman. Good to hear you. And thank you so much for this evening's topic. I want to thank Sister Nanana for asking such a vital question. And Brother Thurman, thank you for reminding us of the words of Brother Amos Wilson about needing to see ourselves as a nation as a starting point of how we begin the work of liberating ourselves. I would only add to the conversation Brother Amilcar Cabral's definition of national liberation. He said that only when all of the national productive forces have been freed from every form of foreign domination and control is when we achieve liberation. And where that becomes so crystal clear, we look at all of these countries on the African continent. They have political independence. They have flags and the trappings of independence and freedom, but all of their economic organization is tied to their former colonial masters. So the currency that they use is the franc or is the pound or is some European currency. So that's why we and Us Lifting Us are focused on the need to build our own economic cooperative, group-owned, family-centered cooperative economy. We in order to be free, A, we have to see ourselves as a nation. B, we have to build an economy that we control. And to Sister Nanana's point, this is a work that only we can do. You know,
for sure.
We have to take our freedom, our liberation. We can't stand around waiting for someone to come along and say, I'm going to help you or let me lead the way. This is our work, our task.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. thank you for opening up this conversation so we can get some clarity on these critical issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother.
Thank you, Brother, always. And so, Sister Q, you know, there's two people already tonight you need to have on the radio because they've got some powerful, vital information that we need. And so we've got a lot of work to do in the subject of getting clarity on what's a waste of time is a huge subject, and we couldn't cover it if we stayed on the phone for 10 hours. We could just touch on it.
In the process,
that fits in with what Sister Nanana talked about and Brother Aunty and what you said, Sister Q, is that we've got to realize that we are under attack in all subject areas and more areas than we can identify, that they're working against us. And we must be what I would call simultaneously as much as we can working on ourselves to awaken our minds and reawaken our powers within and everything else. We cannot just delve in one or two areas. It takes a lot for us. It takes a lot to be an African that wants to be free. It takes a lot to be African anyway. And when I say simultaneously, when we simultaneously work on multiple areas, it helps to raise the odds that how much more quickly we would get clarity and then be more devoted, more loyal to this liberation movement and more receptive to the things that we must do, including breaking away from the capitalistic system, all of those things. And so when I said simultaneous actions, among the things that's just been beneficial to me, and I think it would benefit all of us, is that we come up with a list of things that we would be working on daily, and among them would be to strengthen ourselves daily, spiritually, mentally, physically, nutritionally, and economically. And if the question was asked, how are we doing in these areas? For many of us, not good. Disease is growing amongst us. If we were doing good, disease would be on the decline amongst us. If we were doing good in those areas, you know, just nutritionally, kidney dialysis centers would be closing. And kidney dialysis would just go away. It would be like something that was in the history books that no longer exists.
Uh-huh.
But if we have been misled, and we are inviting disease by way of how we live, and that's that we're inviting, that inviting it. And so I've had people say to me for years that nobody wants to be sick. Well, if I go out of my way to the pork chop and cheese shack to eat, I'm inviting illness. And then anybody that says that I'm inviting illness, they're not making it up, because all you got to do is just watch me and give me a few months or a year or two and watch what happens to me. Watch the transformation and the deterioration and all of the conversation that I'll be constantly talking about my ills, and I done got old and I done got sick, and really they ate themselves. So it's like Dr. Africa's book, Nutricide. That means the Nutricide, the definition is the nutrition or the destruction of the black race. And the first issue of the book had a tombstone on it with wreaths that were donated by the Sugar, the Meat, and the Lard Company and said, Mr. and Mrs. Negro, they ate themselves to death. And it's a very serious matter. And so when I mentioned the things like spirituality, for example, we got to be, you know, very vigorous and be receptive to higher knowledge and look back to our ancestors and make sure that we're not following the way that we are following, and we open up and reawaken to the ways of our ancestors and their true spiritual values that they left in tombs around the world and certainly in Africa and chiseled in stone, painted, and all of those things, and to make sure that we can't afford to be held back by being involved in it. Efficient ways of the invaders that leaves us spiritually powerful. Uh-huh. And so, for example, there are European institutions that claim to teach the spiritual way to be healed, but if they were teaching and living the powerful spiritual ways of our ancestors, would there be a need for handicapped parking spaces outside?
I don't think so.
You just said it. You just gave the answer because your inner self and your wisdom said, I don't think so. There wouldn't be, because people would be well, they would be healed, they would be kept well, and we wouldn't need handicapped parking spaces outside of these institutions that are supposed to be about some spiritual wellness and healing.
That's an interesting subject that you bring up, because our very humanity has been weaponized against us, and we have no clue of all the little things that are put in our path to destroy our health. I believe that we can't be killed. We cannot be killed, but we can kill ourselves. And so we are given little things to do that added up together help us to kill ourselves. And it goes back to what you said about knowing our own spiritual make up who we are from the inside out. And we have been, the spirituality has been co-opted and turned into religions, you know. So
yeah.
Our sense of smell has been turned against us. So where we used to smell natural things, now we smell in synthetics. You know, all of these things that destroy our body. It, like you said, it's a whole long list. We could be there a long time. But I just wanted to bring that up, that we are, our whole body has been weaponized against us.
Yes. Yes, so we've got to correct that, and we've got to, and among the top of the list would be spirituality, because when we get back into that, then as a brother on Us Lifting Us page said recently, that we must be divinely guided in everything that we say, we think, we do, divinely guided, which means that anything that you're going to do, before you do it, you do an inquiry from a divine perspective or sacred perspective, however you want to word that. And this is what our ancestors did, that they achieved so well. And as I heard a brother in the last few days quote his grandmother, or great-grandmother, that was one of the wise ones, and she taught him to go there before you get there. And what that meant is wherever you're going and whatever interaction you're going to have with somebody, you go there in your mind, especially with your two eyes closed and your third eye open, and you go there before you get there, because now you're going to be, when you are accustomed to doing that, you're going to be divinely guided as to how you're going to handle whatever it is you're going to do when you get there. It's going to open up the way, one thing, but it's also going to give you insights on how you're going to make sure that you're staying in control of the process and not be duped or tricked by whoever it is you may be going to interact with.
Absolutely.
But that's in that divine or sacred realm, and it applies to so many things. And so I mentioned mentally, and Nanana brought up, I believe she mentioned the children and the education, which is vital. And Brother Malcolm said we'd had to be a fool to be okay with having them educate our children. And in the instances where they are, we have to be spending time, even if it's on a Saturday school, to correct the misinformation and make sure that the children know that what they're teaching you, they're requiring you to say, that George Washington is the person, the reason for the Washington Monument, whereas when we teach our children properly, we'll tell them what it is. It's an ancient African symbol of divine procreation. It's obelisk or a tekken, and they need to know that. Otherwise, they'll grow up confused and think that it's all about George Washington, and George Washington knew better because of the Africans that was involved in building what's called Washington, D.C., or used to be Banneker City. And there's so much in that education realm that we could just go on and get Sister Nanana and Brother Auntie back on the telephone. That we've got to, and you and the powerful messages and writings and teachings of Dale Jones, we've got to do. And among the things that the ancestors knew that is extremely powerful is that they taught that when you have mastered calmness, you have mastered one of the keys to life. But we are around a bunch of people that are hyper-emotional, uncalm, quickly get angry. Now, when you apply, the ancestors also use the term greater good. So is being uncalm, hyper, angry, is that good? Is that the greater good? No, it's not. And so it's just like when we have challenges, there's multiple ways to deal with challenges, including using some of your sacred power. But we can also practice, and we have to practice and learn how not to get emotional about things or angry, because then it puts you in a powerful position that you're in greater control of yourself. And when you do that, you have less problems. One, when you get in greater control of yourself, you also are powering up or expanding your energy field. It's like the sun shines on you and it warms you up and it makes you feel good because it's got powerful rays. But we have the ability to radiate powerful rays, and the more that we get in touch and get back in touch with our power, the more further out our rays go. And you can measure that, and that's another conversation, but you can measure our energy field. And as I mentioned, that being calm, give you an example. A few years ago, I went in a dark building in the daytime. Outside the building, I had already had a snake that was hiding underneath some leaves to warn me that it was there, because it rattled its tail, and it wasn't a rattlesnake. And I thanked the snake, because the snake was really telling me, I want to let you know I'm here. Well, anyway, so here it is. I go in this dark building. I step in the door and shut the door, and all of a sudden something fell on my head. And because of that calmness, I knew to just stand still and analyze what it was, and then it fell down around my neck and my chest. It was falling all along, and I realized, even though I couldn't see, it was a snake. And I just said to myself, and I kind of smiled. I said, wow. I said, you know what most people would have done? They would have had a panic. And I never had a panic. The snake eventually fell and went on off in the darkness. And I just said, thank you. But that was an issue that it had a lot of lessons that if you haven't learned before the episode comes, when the episode comes, you could just go wild, have a fit or whatever. You know, you get cut and you're bleeding. You see, and people panic, oh, I got to go to the emergency room, blah, 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 blah. But if you know something about the natural ways and natural ways that can stop bleeding externally and internally, then you could just go to that and not go to the emergency room and get their tetanus shot or whatever, and stitches, you know, and it's just in their institution versus being independent and in control of your life like our ancestors and elders in Africa and in the country here in the U.S. used to do. They used to be take care of their own ills and injuries, you know, at home,
right,
on their land.
No doubt. We have another caller, Brother Thurman, so I'm going to take that now. Peace caller with the last four digits, 3440. Please state your name, where you're calling from, make your comment, or ask a question.
Yeah, greetings, Sister Q and Brother Thurman. This is Brother Shabaka, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. I am Yes, thank you, and I'm really enjoying the program and the discussion. I wanted to call and probably add some things that we you listed a number of things, particularly dealing with the lack of probably focused spirituality, being not at ease, therefore disease. I wanted to also add so people can, you know, really reflect on this as they're thinking about it, because this is a very important topic. And let me give an incident just to show you the importance of it. Relatively recently, the City Council of the District of Columbia passed a piece of legislation, which from the action of the mayor was approved, and which allowed the pharmaceuticals to vaccinate children as young as 11 and older, but starting at 11 and older, without the consent of their parents. Now, this is a black mayor, a majority black city council.
Mm-hmm.
For the time being, it'll probably won't be that in another year or two, or the next election, it could turn.
Okay.
So that's going to be enforced, and it may be enforced in the next month or two or September. There is a group or organization about which is planning to file a lawsuit against the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white group. It's a white group. All right.
Right.
The majority of students in the district going to school are of African descent. They're Europeans there too, but it's the Europeans who are taking an initiative because they found this disturbing. The only group that I found that was opposing this black group is the Nation of Islam. Now, I'm raising that because you had talked earlier about not necessarily doing what is beneficial for us. Evidently, there's tons of black lawyers, all right, in the district, okay? And so we have to be looking at, when we do stuff, what are we doing that's in our best interests as a group, or what is it in my best interest for me personally, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you might get two different answers. All right, so I think that, as we said, now, are you for us as a people, us as a nation that was brought up by one of your callers, I believe Brother Ankti raised that. All right, then what are the things that I'm contributing to that is going to be productive in moving me towards us as a nation? Obviously, it's not sitting back and allowing the government, to vaccinate our young people at 11 years old, all right, without the benefit of parental consent. And guess what else? They don't even have to furnish documentation that the child has been vaccinated. Now, I'm pointing this out again.
Your child could come home and fall down dead, and you don't know why.
You don't know why. You don't know anything. I'm raising this as a concern. I know it's because you talked about health, and we don't know that we're doing some kind of stuff that is anti-health. And so we have to be conscious of what is our behavior. I don't like going to those city council meetings. Okay, well, after this, if you're a resident of the district, you might want to find out.
You
what
might
want to
go yeah.
because you right because number one, you can't trust them because they might happen to look like you. All right, and that begins again. What am I doing? You know, does it promote me? All right, or does what I'm doing promote the benefit of the group? A lot of propaganda on the TV, and I know we turn the TV on because I know I've been in many parties for the past 30, 40 years. The Super Bowl comes up or the playoffs all around, and we're sitting there. We hit by tons. People paying millions of dollars to propagandize us to go out there and get this whatever the commodity is that they're trying to do. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be critical when we look at the TV. So I'm telling the listeners, and I know a lot of them are, but for those young people that may not be, might be their first time hearing, you have to be extremely critical of that tube. It's propaganda. The news.
Absolutely.
Propaganda. Everything on that thing is propaganda to elicit a certain behavior, and that behavior is to have you act not in your best interest.
Absolutely.
And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to say that. But if you know what I would pass on is happening in D.C., which I say was a trial for those who are in other cities with predominantly black populations, you got to be aware because you cannot leave it up to your politicians.
Absolutely.
All right. I hope you all talked about. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sister.
No, go ahead.
I'm hoping that you eventually get in what they can do by increasing their participation in ULU to avoid such things. All right,
absolutely.
And I'll leave it at that. Thanks a lot for allowing me the opportunity to unwind.
Thank you for sharing that, Brother Shabaka. Yes, they're passing that kind of legislation in many cities in the U.S., particularly now with the gene therapy that they're doing. And what they're saying is, you know, children 12 years and up don't need parental consent. Now, you can bet that the people passing these legislations, they're not sending their children, they're not giving their children these gene therapies and all this other stuff that they are passing legislation for your children. And I'm pretty sure that there's some, you can't believe everything you see or hear with these legislations. They have to have a way for you to not participate. So that's another area of education that we as African people need to be engaging in and sharing information with our family and community.
Good. And I thank Brother Shabaka with the points that he brought forward. And it would be an interesting conversation to have him lead a conversation dealing with how are you making your decisions? Is it based on for myself or for our nation? And the decisions generally come out different if you're about nation, because now it's about us, because the other way is about me. But when we start focusing on we, excuse me, there's a different, a more realistic consciousness.
Absolutely.
And when he was talking about vaccinations, that's why this necessity that we get clarity about everything, and the more that our people get clarity, then the less confusion there would be amongst our people and people that may be okay with this foolishness that the Brother Shabaka talked about in these vaccinations, the more object to it, and the more that there are people that object to the foolishness and the destruction, the more there is an awakening. And the more that more and more people are asleep or duped, or they're in what some people call the herd, then they're asleep and they'll go be asleep. They'll run off the cliff with the herd while Sister Q and Brother Shabaka and Sister Nanan and Brother Ankh could be going the other way, and the other ones will be saying, "What's wrong with y'all?" So they're running off the cliff with the herd.
Exactly.
And so when it comes to the vaccination, there's a rising trend, and in the dating circles, as they say, there are women and men that are now seeking someone to have a relationship with that have not been vaccinated. And there's another divide that's not totally new. It's just new to the minds of a lot of people. And this divide is that there's a growing division amongst those who are natural people versus the artificial people. And so the natural people that understand the benefits of being on the natural side of living, and then the artificial ones that'll be okay with this vaccination of these 11-year-old children, that's creating a divide, and somebody's confused, and it's not the natural ones. And so, as I said earlier, simultaneously, we've got to be working on everything that will strengthen us. And among the things that help keep us well is to embrace natural health, including our diet, and also being outside. And so this pandemic that has programmed people's minds, and then they let their mind control their body or their behind. If the pandemic say stay inside and stay away from people, they stay inside. But that's not natural. That's abnormal, because the sun and the moon and the earth and the wind, we were meant to be exposed to it, and there's just so many benefits to that. And I'm thankful to everybody that's participated in the conversation, because the conversation is very, very serious. And we need to go outside in the sunshine, and we need to sweat. And the people have been so duped that there's people actually think that we ain't supposed to sweat. And they'll complain. And say, "What?" They do it every year. And it's just, it's a mindset, number one. And also, when it comes to African people, we have to separate the difference between this hot mania coming from others based on where they came from versus where we came from. And we're not the same. So we've got to, not be caught up in the lockdown and staying inside, which is anti-us, and it's anti your body, anti your mind. We need to socialize with each other and all of those things. And in the process, as Brother Shabaka mentioned, we have to, and Sister Nanana brought it first, is we have to be very, very serious and make bigger and bigger strides towards breaking free of this capitalistic model and embracing our original model of economics before the Europeans came and brought forth what we had never known of capitalism, and embrace the economic model that will put us to allow us to accomplish our economic liberation. And we cannot do that and simultaneously enriching others. And so, for example, you could ask the question, are we spending recklessly and enriching others who abuse us? And that's a serious matter. Are we spending recklessly, which a lot of us are, and enriching others, and these others who also abuse us around the world? So there's people around the world that collect billions of dollars off of our people around the world. They abuse us, and they get rich, and they get to leave, and they're leaving institutions, businesses, legacies for multiple generations. And are we consuming what we do not need while not producing what we do need and are capable of producing ourselves? So our people, many of them are consuming what we do not need. We do not need pork chops and cheese and soda. And then are we not producing what we do need? So Ancestor Professor John Henry Clark said, you know, in so many words, you know, you ain't about nation building if you're not even producing and creating, making your own underwear and things like that. But we're capable of doing those things. And we've got to change it. And are we okay with giving billions of dollars, which there are those of us, we got to help them awaken to giving billions of our dollars to others who sell us toxic products that will make us and our sisters appear beautiful. And I said make us, which means that you're going to buy some artificial toxic products and put it on to make you beautiful. But this question is, why do you have to be made beautiful unless you have accepted that there's something wrong with you? But if you're naturally beautiful, but if you have to go buy something and spend billions to enrich others that don't love you to make yourself beautiful, that's a real, real serious question. Make yourself. And so imagine that if they duped us and told the sisters that in order to be beautiful, that your breasts had to be the size of two breasts. So if they said that now the new trend, and then you got to go to a store and buy it, is some breast manipulation, enlargement, or artificial breast that would be the size of two footballs. And I'm making this up, but what I'm saying is that if they duped the people, they would be buying it. And then, so now, Sister Q, you're walking around with two footballs, you know, in a bra, and you have so-called made yourself more beautiful and more desirable. But in the midnight, you know, when the brother look and the football's on the dresser, you'll be saying, he should be. What? So I hope that made some sense. I'm just trying to talk about how insane this stuff is. And
absolutely.
When we've been duped with all of this stuff, all of this toxic products, we duped with technology, as I said earlier. And their sisters and brothers, they're so duped about this stuff that they're buying technology in their house that you can talk to it and tell it to turn your lights on and tell it to turn your lights off. And they're not thinking that because this is a voice control devices, that it listens to everything you're saying, as well as the television that watches it. So what do we got to do when it comes to us lifting us? We are moving forward and advancing this model that we've got to take control of the economics of our community and all of these billions of dollars that we are devoting to others to enrich them. We've got to join ULU and as a group to let's dam up these billions of dollars. And in ULU, that word dam means making decisive action with our money. We're going to we're going to consciously, as a group, start damming up the flow of the money that's going out of our community, these millions of dollars that grows economic empires for others and their future generations and not ours. And that's a tragic waste. That's a tragic waste is to choose supporting others rather than doing the right thing, which is to be loyal, to support us in achieving our economic liberation. And cooperative economics is the way. And we've got to transition away from capitalism. It's not our original economic model. And for anybody that's on the call that's new to Us Lifting Us, please go to the Us Lifting Us webpage, uslifting us.com, and take the time to take a stroll through what's on the webpage and read and learn. And then you are welcome to apply for membership. And it's there waiting for you, and we are welcoming you to join us because we need to take control and do group economics, cooperatively engaging in achieving our economic freedom that's essential for the freedom of the total freedom of our spirit, mind, body, and of our lands. It's there waiting for us to come get it, and we've got many, many ancestors that's just waiting for us to do the right thing. That was a brother in the 1900s in Tulsa, Oklahoma. His last name was Gurley. I think it's O.G. Gurley. But he had bought 40 acres of land that he would not sell it to anyone unless you were African. He was one that had a lot of money, and he came and he lent money. And a lot of the businesses that got created in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was because of this brother Gurley, who brought forth money and bought up land to only make it usable for our people.
Hmm. Thank you. That's a good note to close on. Thank you very much, Brother Thurman,
for
all the information you shared with us. And we want to thank everyone that joined us this evening. And we'd like to remind you that we'll be back next Thursday evening at 9 o'clock Eastern Time with another great conversation, let's put it like that, on Dare to Win.
Sister Q.
Yes.
And Sister Q, I've got something that it is extremely interesting, and I wish I had it in print to hand it to everybody, but it needs to be heard. And that is, the next wave of viral infection is coming towards us. So far, only a few people were infected, but the virus seems to have mutated and spreads from different countries faster than Ebola. The system-threatening virus has been named the waking up flu. To a sudden clarity of mind and awareness in the here and now, it begins fairly harmlessly with ingestion of organic foods and turmeric, followed by a strong aversion to mass media. The symptoms then develop into a compassionate, unified consciousness and a deep connection to one's own soul and spirit, resulting in unknown freedom from fear. The final stage is unconditional love and gratitude towards creation. Traditional means of treating this illness, such as chemtrails, mass vaccinations, threats of a crash of the stock market, or wars, seem to be completely without effect. The dark power elite doesn't know what to do. The World Health Organization has given this virus a new warning category because it might change life on Earth fundamentally for the better. The WHO even sent a message to 7 billion Earthlings to stay safe and stay in your matrix. But this has had no effect either. Experts call this virus the truth virus, and it is highly infectious. To avoid catching it, you must radically avoid contact with independently thinking and responsibly acting human beings. There's even a suspicion that this virus might be passed on telepathically. Latest research has finally revealed the complete pathway to transmission. This illness often begins by reading. Latest research has finally revealed the complete pathway of transmission. This illness often begins by reading this decoded message with an incubation period of only a few milliseconds. A warm welcome to freedom. Our number grows day by day. The author is unknown. I'm done.
All right. Thank you. Peace. We'll see you next Thursday.
Yes.
Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with
look
me.
At somebody, tell them, agree with me.
Thank you.
your hand.